This is Dr. Darren Imerino.
This is Chad Tuthill, and we're with Hybrid EdTech Productions.
Today we're going to be talking about Plato's metaphysics and his epistemology. Metaphysics is really the study of some pretty heavy topics. Things like being, space, time, God. So, you know, your typical light conversation.
These are the big questions of life.
Yes. And then epistemology is really concerned with how do we know what we think we know? Mm-hmm. How do we know anything at all? So sort of philosophy of the mind. And Plato definitely has a lot to say on both of these topics. He has a lot to say on everything. That's sort of why he's famous. Mm-hmm. But he's especially famous for metaphysics.
Because he wrote it down, too. I mean, his teacher, or one of his teachers, Socrates, right, didn't write anything down. So I guess Plato had to do it all for him.
So yeah, right, we have Plato's dialogues, and there are plenty of them. Some are probably not really genuine. We don't need to go into which ones are and which ones aren't. The majority of them are genuine, and they cover just about everything that is philosophy as we know it. Some are focused more on epistemology and metaphysics, but really all of them are going to presuppose what he says in, you know, the main dialogues on metaphysics and epistemology. So Plato actually goes through three main periods. There's like the early period, middle, and late period. And the early period, you are getting like a lot of Socrates there being hit with a bunch of his stuff. And it's possible that we're actually hearing what Socrates may have actually